Get excited because Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy starts in less than 10 seconds.
I'm pumped.
And because footy is back with every game on Foxtel. Search Foxtel.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You're one of the highest paid radio performers in Australia.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Yeah. So I should be.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
Actually, last check, the highest. But very nice to be here on a Thursday. And I'll tell you what we got coming up. Davey Reynolds, our man, of course, V8 Supercar
They're
specialist.
Back. They're
Can't
back,
wait Jim. To chat to him. They are back, of course. And then an idiot file. There's been a comprehensive body of work put together by our man. You'll enjoy that on a Thursday. And then, of course, a joke to finish and some other bits and pieces. And then a couple of weeks off for Jim. Richly deserved.
Jeez, you've I've been here for
hard.
A month.
Working hard.
I've been here since March. You've been here since...
But no one's noticed that.
A month ago.
Especially that first month was very, very poxy. Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you. Another lovely day in Melbourne town. Hello to you, Rabsy.
What else have we got, friend Rosie? Got a deck of cards, haven't we, with your face on it, Rosie?
Triple M cards.
There you go.
Dangerous All Dave is on there. Sarah Marie. You've got James and Billy.
Oh, beauty. The Billy one I might give a miss if I can.
It's the Joker, so you'll never play it.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, who's that flog?
That's just a person ringing in not wanting your card in the deck.
Well, he can get stuffed.
Yeah, but what you also get, as I said a couple of weeks back, is Dangerous Dave on a couple of them, a man with a head like a bum. Why would he be on a card?
That's a very good point, Jim. And I'm the Joker. What are you? Do you know what card you are?
I don't know what
he is. Queen of Hearts.
No idea, Bill.
Oh, you... Queen of Hearts. That's not bad.
Well, the Queen.
Oh, that'd be it, Bill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crisp.
Hey,
a couple of chortling in their cars.
I'll tell you what, Jim, some interesting games of footy round four coming up. And you'll hear it all on Triple M,
of course. No doubt about it.
And some really big games for some teams. Like if the Cats lose, Jim, they go 1-3. You don't want to be 1-3
no,
after
you do
four
not.
Rounds.
You do not.
Big game tonight, of course. Sydney take on the Western Bulldogs, SCG.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of changes there. McInerney, he was dropped last week.
Yes.
You know him, Jim?
Yes.
Naismith, they brought in two big blokes and Ronke. Tom McCartan, all the best to Tommy Boy. He's out with concussion.
Tasland on top of him.
And Lewis Butler comes in for his first game, Jim. He's the second Lewis ever in the history of AFL, VFL football. Lewis spelt L-O-U-I-S, as in Louis.
Yep, okay.
If we go back to the French days.
Yeah, Joe Louis, of course, former heavyweight champ back in the 50s and 60s. But, Bill, they have not been afraid, the Swans, in the last 3 or 4 years to swing them through.
Have
they? Jeez, they've had some debutants.
Yeah,
and still going all right. Credit to John Longmont.
Exactly right. Big game, this one. Looking forward to that one, Jimmy boys. We'll talk about some games because there's some other interesting games, even tomorrow night. The Giants and Collingwood up there.
Yes.
That's another good
Giants
one.
Giants got to bounce back.
Critical games for some. Round six came out last night, Jimmy boy. Just see St Kilda take on the Cats. This is round six. We're only up to round four at the minute, so a couple of rounds ahead.
Thank you, Bill, yes.
But on the Thursday, it's the Saints and Geelong at Marvel, and then on the Friday, it's Collingwood and Brisbane, and then the Cats and Collingwood fly to Perth, Jim.
Yes,
the
they do. Go and hub.
Yeah, I tell you what. I don't know if – I know West Coast haven't seemed to like it up there, but young Oscar, because I think they're taking the full squad.
Full list.
Is he looking forward to getting
to
over
West.
A bit of sun.
Beautiful.
Sun on your back.
Beautiful, Bill.
You can go surfing and play golf.
You're
and
up you're for doing anything it. At his age.
And
whatever you want to have a crack at.
And you get a crowd over there.
Yeah, bloody hell.
Well, they'll get at least 30,000, won't they?
That's what they're looking at to begin with. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a brilliant thing. If you're a young fella, go and enjoy it.
Exactly
Soak
right.
it all up.
Speaking of footy, Michael Jordan, of course he had the last dance, the doco. Guess who's bringing out a doco? Who would you want to see AFL footballer? If there was one, what doco, who would it be?
Nick Natanui.
No. Ooh. Right. Dustin Martin?
Oh, yes, very good.
Yeah, he's bringing out a doco, so that'll be interesting.
I'll tell you why I say, no, it will be, because he's an enigma, Dustin Martin. I'll tell you why I say Nick Natanui, because my sources in the West tell me that he lives one of the more extraordinary lives of anyone.
What life?
Well, he cannot move. He cannot walk, because how recognisable is he, by the way?
Exactly.
And they are footy nuts in Perth. He cannot go anywhere. yeah. without getting mobbed.
Well, you
like a beetle.
Exactly. You'd know him. You'd see him from the back. You know who it is, mate, with the hair.
Yep.
So that'll be interesting because this doco also will focus on Dusty's dad, Shane, yes. over in New Zealand. So we'll have yeah. all that. Mm. So that'll be very interesting.
It will be.
Speaking of that, Gary Ablett Jr. is bringing out a book just at the end of the year when he nice. Probably will retire.
Yep.
Guess what it's called?
One of the modern greats. Yes.
Gary Ablett. Audiobiography.
Audio. So you plug it into your
it's auto.
Tape deck there.
It's about him, of course.
Right.
But that's going to speak to Mark.
An audio biography.
Gary twice of it as well.
Gary Sr. will write a chapter.
Oh, I see.
That'll Mark Thompson, who he didn't see eye to eye with really at the end. He'll write a chapter. Joel Selwood. So plays his 350th game soon. He's only a couple away from that, Jim. So that's interesting.
I was gonna say, one of the game's all-time greats.
And can you believe that Connor McKenna and James Stewart have tested negative?
No, well, where's your apology? We asked for one yesterday.
I didn't have a go at Connor or James. Oh, I had a go at the club.
Well, where's your apology to the club, who have now been proven to have done nothing wrong?
Well, but he was positive there for half a day. For some reason, he was positive for half a day.
I don't think that warranted your response at the time.
I think it did. I got a lot of support.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you?
On the socials. Don't worry about that. Mm-hmm. And then you might have something just to finish.
A statement here from the Hawthorn Football Club. On behalf of the Kennedy family, the Hawks are deeply saddened to inform the footy community of the passing of legend John Kennedy Sr. Passed away peacefully this morning, age 91. A man of extraordinary humility, strong family values. His legacy will live on always. Hawthorn and the entire footy community extend their deepest condolences to the Kennedy family and ask that their privacy is respected during this time. Now, we spoke to Josh Kennedy, who plays game number 250 this weekend, about his famous grandfather. No. And he is a legend of the game. Don't worry about that. We've got, I think we should roll the audio through, Rabs, just to pay the old man homage. And this is what happened during the 1975 AFL Grand Final at halftime.
At least do something! Do! Don't think, Mick! Don't hope! Do! At least you can come off and say, I did this! I shivered it! I played on! At least I did something!
The famous speech, and of course, during that game, that was halftime, North went on and pumped Hawthorn to win their first ever premiership. But the interesting thing about that is that the great man then went on and coached North Melbourne in the 80s. Mm. And I said to you, Bill, still revered within the walls of Arden Street. You talk to, you know, the Donald McDonalds and the Darren Crockers, you know, the people that played under him say that he was an extraordinary man. And as I say, great fate would have it, the Hawks play North on Sunday, the two clubs that he was involved in. But as great as he was at North, he was a legend of the Hawthorn Footy Club.
And the Hawks
player and coach.
The Hawks have got the jumper, I think, the old John Kennedy jumper. Oh, yeah, they're going to wear it.
Love that.
And he was named, of course, the 29th legend in Australian football in the Hall of Fame. So just recently.
Yep.
And Josh plays his 250th game tonight.
Brilliant. Can't wait for Sunday. It'll be a celebration of one of the great careers in the history of AFL VFL over the course of the 150 plus years. So condolences, but let's celebrate one of the great lives in our game. All right, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Davey Reynolds.
Oh, yes, please.
Interesting to speak to the V8 supercar man when that just opens back up.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Bill.
Our next guest has spent the last 10 weeks driving cars in a computer game.
I crashed the car, then I started driving backwards on the track, and then they disqualified me, so I couldn't log back in.
Now it's time for the real thing.
Let's get this party started.
Ahead of the return of the Supercars Championship in Sydney this weekend, it's 2017 Bathurst 1000 winner. David Reynolds.
Our favourite Jim of all the V8 supercar drivers, we can't get the other boys, is Davey Reynolds. And Davey, great to have you on board. And finally, we're back on the track this Saturday.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back. It's good to be racing. I don't have to play that computer game anymore and pretend it's real. It's great.
Yeah, you're no good at it either.
I was terrible at it. Yeah. Absolutely terrible at it, but it was a struggle 10 weeks. But it's good to have everything sort of back in motion and going back to the real thing. It's great.
So tell us where we're at. Where we were at the Australian Grand Prix. You were ready to go there. It was all called off. And now this is the next session or the first session up in Sydney.
Yeah, first weekend back. So technically this is the championship round number 2.
Right.
And it's halfway through the year already. So normally we're sort of up to like 6 or 7 by about now. So it's, we've missed a couple of races, but Yeah, so yeah, we're racing at Sydney Motorsport Park. We've got some change formats. We've got limited staff, and there's a few other changes that have happened in our category since.
All right, so pit stops are going to be a major issue, clearly, because you've got to socially distance. How the hell you do that while you're taking tyres off, etc.? I don't understand. Maybe you can explain it to us, Davey.
So normally we have four gunners or four rattle guns, and we're only allowed two now. Ooh. So there's a lot less staff. We're only allowed, I think it's 11 staff. Oh, sorry, 13 staff in total, including drivers at the track. And normally our normal rig and roll will be sort of 20, 22 staff per two car team. So, you know, it's a lot more reduced. There's a lot of strict testing. I had to download about three or four apps to tell everyone where I'm going and who I've been hanging out with. So, It's a strange time, but, you know, we're trying to comply and do everything we can so we can do our job.
So that will mean the pit stops take a lot longer, obviously.
Yes, exactly, yeah. So, you know, a normal pit stop with four tyres is anywhere from 4 to 5 seconds with good people, and now with two guns it's going to be about 8 to 10 seconds. So, you know, the strategy is one you have to play out. So, you know, if you're in a good spot and you want to take track position instead of four tyres, you might take two tyres and it would only be 3 or 4 seconds, and that way you save five seconds.
Very important, Jim. The rattle gunners, very important. Hey, is your boss allowed there?
Betty, no, she's not. A lot of the big wigs are sort of staying away because they, you know, they can't. Well, there's only X amount of people allowed to take to the track, so they don't want to be included because they don't really help the performance of the car.
Save on course darts.
Exactly right. Hey, and you got a new car. Tell us about Aventus.
A what?
Your new car. Haven't you named it Aventus?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we built a new car at the start of the year. Yeah, sorry, Bill. I'm a bit off the pace today. we built it. They generally build a new car every year. Yeah. And we got it, and Betty always names it Aventus. It's like some
Latin.
trippy god to do with space and time or something like that.
Success and fate, by the way. I know my Latin.
Do you really?
Yeah. Yep.
Sure you do.
Fair and fair is foul. That's Latin, Jim. Hey, what's new about it then, this new car?
Well, nothing. It's just a new frame they build every year. So it's all basically the same. It's just new materials. So there's not a lot that changes between the old and the new cars.
So someone was telling me the other day, who knows far more about this than I do, Davey, that with Holden gone, they are going to maybe head down the path of what they do in the States, and that is all cars built exactly the same, and away you go. Is there any truth in that going forward?
Mate, I there could be some truth to it, but I don't really know. But the NASCAR model, so they've all got the same sort of shell. They just brand them slightly differently. So, you know, there'll be the Ford or Mustang or Holden, Camaro, whatever you want it to be. So, but they'll all look the same. But they'll just have different stickers. So,
what would you think if that were to happen?
To be honest, it wouldn't bother me at all. You know, manufacturer support's getting very, very hard to sort of entice them into our category. So, you know, it wouldn't bother me at all if everything looked the same. And then, you know, there's the parity stuff that everyone whinges about, how, you know, their spoiler's bigger or their front whatever's bigger, or, you know, they've got an advantage that way. That sort of cuts all that nonsense out, and everyone's got the same stuff. So, you know, that's a positive, but then they don't look like the sort of road cars they would on the road. So, you know, there's always that mix of, there's always pros and cons for everything. Yeah. So,
like you whinging about the Mustang.
Oh, yeah, constantly. Yeah. I've got to whinge about something.
Hey, is Bathurst still on the same bat time?
Yeah, Bathurst is still on about the same time as it normally is at the start of October. So, yeah, so hopefully by then we can have a lot of fans and patrons. Yes. And everything back to normal, but
just don't wait around all season to drive well there, Davey, which you've done the last couple. There are races between now and then.
Thanks, Jim.
That'd be my educated advice to you.
Podium would be nice, Davey.
Yeah, it would be very good this weekend if we can win, even better. You never know, we might get shut down.
Oh, he's half laugh.
You just never know. The world could end on Sunday.
Oh, listen to him. Listen, we got Debbie Downer here.
Yeah.
Come on, Debbie. You've got to be positive.
I am positive, but I've been locked in my house for 3.5 months. So it's been...
Hey, speaking of which, has Tahan, your beautiful better half, been glued to the new big brother?
Yes, she has been. She's been watching it thoroughly, yeah.
And you?
Well, I'm there.
No, she's been watching you. No.
Well, I have been playing tricks on her of late, so I get really bored. So, yeah.
What kind of tricks have you been playing there, Davey?
Oh, mate, I do all sorts of stupid things. I hide all the stuff around the house and blame it on her. I tape the toilet seat shut late at night, so when she went for a late night fiddle, she couldn't get the toilet seat up, and she was yelling at it.
Some fun at the Reynolds household.
The Reynolds house is all going on there.
I'm just bored, so I just got to keep myself entertained. What can I do? Give me.
Well, you've been watching any videos?
What type of videos?
Oh, well, your old V8 car driver.
Like who? Give me an example.
Well, who was the young lady that's gone into some?
Oh, thank you, Bill. You don't think need to go there, Bill?
No, she was.
She's had a change of career.
A change of career, Jim, and she's gone into some entertainment. Was she a good driver, Davey?
What entertainment she gone into? Please correct
some adult entertainment.
Yes.
Was she a good driver?
She was okay.
Okay.
It turned out it wasn't her passion after all.
Yes.
I'm going to come in and save both of you.
Yes.
Because it's not just a matter of saving Bill. I've actually got to save Dave as well.
Because he gets fined for saying stupid things.
Of course he does. Betty listens. She's our girl. Hey, Davey, good luck, mate. We love the fact that you're back and you've always been our favourite. So, as I say, just something prior to Bathurst would be nice.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. You legend.
Now, round four, Jim.
Come on.
I'm going to ask you some tips because I don't know about the tips. It's bloody hard to...
I don't tip for a very good reason, but I'll give you my thoughts on who's going to win.
Informed side, Sydney and the Dogs at the SCG. Very interesting.
Interesting to see if the Dogs can maintain the rage because their first 2 weeks they were horrible. Yeah. Admittedly, they were 12 weeks apart. But they got it back to what they do best. They got to travel to Sydney. Funnily enough, I reckon the Swans are much more gettable at the SCG than they are anywhere else.
Their form.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think they've won 5 out of the last 14 at the SCG.
There you go. So that, with that in mind, if the Dogs can bring the same heat, then I think they're in for a good night.
We'll see who let the Dogs out. What about the Giants and Collingwood? Oh, nice one this. At Giants Stadium, they need to win, the Giants.
Well, the Pies travel brilliantly. I've said this many times, Bill. They're the best travelling team in the comp. And they do need to win the Giants, so that is a line ball setup. We'll see how legitimate Collingwood are. We all think they are because they've obviously been at the sharp end now for a while. But expect the Giants to bounce back.
You'll hear all these games on Triple M, and you'll hear this one on Saturday at 12 o'clock. We'll have the rub, and then we call Port Adelaide and West Coast Eagles. Tell you what,
they need to respond. They need to respond, the Eagles.
One team's flying and one's not.
For a while, so they might think they're gettable, but Adam Simpson, post that last game, said they're going to swing the axe. There'll be some changes, so that'll be interesting because they don't change much, West Coast. They pick the same team every week. So see what they do at match committee.
The Saints and Richmond. Speaking of needing a win, Richmond.
How's that?
And this one's at Marvel. The Saints like Marvel.
They do. I'd expect Richmond to win that.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Yes. Essendon, Carlton.
Yes. Well, the Blues have had a bit. The Bombers have had an interesting week. They were really, really savage on them.
They've had a fortnight off.
They've had a long time to think about this game, and they're stinging on the back of a former Geelong decoy forward dropping an F-bomb at them. So see whether they can respond from that. And the Blues, after turning your mob over down there, what have they got?
I like the Blues in this one, Jim.
I see.
What about the Suns and Freo at Metricon? They go in favourites, heavy favourites. They'd have to, Suns.
No doubt.
Number 18, that Matty Rowell's a beauty.
That's it. And number 12 goes all right too.
Sam Day, he's not a bad player, Jim. So,
Connor Butterick.
Butterick, the rising star. Yeah, we like that. But Freo, they need to win. There's only two sides that haven't had a win, Jim.
No. So mind you, they have not been handed a great deck of cards, Freo. Their first game was in Melbourne against Essendon, so they had to travel round one.
Lost and by then 6 points.
Then their next 4 games are on the Gold Coast because they've had to relocate. So their poor old brand-new coach, Justin Longmire, it's been a tough initiation.
Brisbane Lions, who are flying, take on the rock-bottom Crows.
Oh, they'll have a comfortable win.
What Crows have got to do? What do they do? They play the kids, I think. They've just got to play kids.
But they will get comfortably handled by the Lions.
Lockie Neal.
He's winning the
Brownlow. He'll have a day out.
Yeah. Airborne.
Melbourne and the Cats at the MCG Sunday, 3:35. Cats lose this, they go 1-3.
Yeah. And Melbourne, I've got no idea what you're ever going to get when you turn up and watch them. You've got no clue. Yeah. And that's something that I think Simon Goodwin's got to address, because they've got to become a bit more predictable to themselves and their fans.
Mm.
If you're a Melbourne fan, how would you know, turning on telly on Sunday, how would you know what the hell you're going
to
get?
No. And to be honest, with the Cats, you don't know what you're going to get there. They'll either win by 60 or lose.
And the G's not been kind to the Cats either.
Oh, they love it there, Jim.
No, they don't. Love
it. Their home ground, so they can get a bit more money.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen to this. And to round off round four, Hawthorn and North Melbourne at Marvel. North disappointing last week, and the Hawks were very good.
They were. They'll bounce back North. They'll get back to what they do best, as we heard from Reece Shaw yesterday. And they don't mind playing against the Hawks.
Mm.
Even when the Hawks were going through that premiership run, North for some reason matched up okay against them. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a line baller for me.
I've picked North.
Have you?
At odds.
Right.
I like
at odds?
At odds.
Right.
At good odds at points bet.
Oh, no.
Fake body.
Sort of weird head and tiny body.
You get paid out at half time. I can't believe how good
they should pay
is.
You out.
So a very intriguing, very interesting and critical round.
Go with another bloke. Yeah. Someone who doesn't look as stupid as you do.
Looks like a dinosaur.
Well, speaking of Bill looking stupid, up next, we have an idiot file sponsored, and it's the best of the year so far.
Good.
It's going to be a ripper.
All right, that'll be great. Poor old Bill. Just get bullied again.
On your Google Home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on the radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Anthony William Brownless.
Now, Bill, lots of segments on this show are among Australia's favourite radio segments. But this one seems to come out number one all the time. And the reason it does is because you try and speak and badly cock it up, and then we bang them all together. Matty Hayward does a superb job. It's called the Idiot File.
Which is important when you're on radio.
And what we've done here, because we've put a nice body of work together, I came back too early.
No.
Late March.
You've been back for a week.
Late March, and you'd already put a month together of pretty ordinary stuff. And then by the time I came back, we've battled our way through to mid-June.
Yeah, I know.
And it's time for a break.
And I need one. You don't.
You badly need a break, as this is about to attest.
Well, and also, I'll tell you how good it is, Jim.
What?
We do have a sponsor.
Oh, exactly. So for you making an awful mess of speaking, a company have come on board to sponsor it. So let's hit the opener.
Billy's grip on the English language is a complete write-off.
What's the wrinkle? What's the wrinklest?
Purchase any new Kubota excavator at Supergroups for an instant asset tax write-off at supergroups.com.au.
Back early and on late. Jeez, that will get some taking used to, or whatever it was.
Do you want to have another go at that last bit?
Jeez, that will take some getting used to.
There you go. There's the words in order.
Now, coronavirus, it's very serious. It's a crazy day. We went off the top, I know.
No, but it is serious. No doubt.
Have you panic buyed? Have you been into the supermarket to buy?
It's panic bought, Bill, not panic buyed.
Thanks, Charlie.
What's been going on? Have you been on air?
Yes.
Have you made an ass of yourself?
Oh, mate. We are the number one iPod uplifted toilet paper.
Toilet.
Yeah. Toilet paper is the number one most valued household item.
Oh, my God.
What about this one? You'll love this one,
Jim. Yes, go on.
It's the ACL cornhole
battle. Bill!
It's a corn.
What the hell are you on?
Jim,
has that dentist injected you with something?
Kick off the 2020.
Have you been on the laughing gas?
Do you know what is
I don't.
Cornhole?
I know what it colloquially means.
What's colloquially? What does that mean, Jim? What's the wrinkle?
Oh my God!
What's the wrinklest thing on your grandmother?
Have a third go at it.
What's the wrinklest thing?
Have a fourth go at it.
Wrinklest. What's the wrinklest thing?
Right.
And just an update for all the people out there on the coronavirus.
What?
Coronavirus. It says here there are no confirmed cases in North Korea. Well, if you knew it, why are you asking me to look it up?
Because I wanted
Wasting the family's time.
No, that is unbelievable. No cases.
You reckon old King John is telling the truth?
No, I'm telling you, there's something going on between China, North Korea, and Russia.
Right,
I'm onto it.
Righto, you're onto it?
Old Inspector Duclay.
Duclay. Honestly.
If you're called a
the
boiler
the sound
maker,
of things should be what they are.
Like electrician.
Oh, probably not a great example.
Like, what does that mean? Like
pizza maker, right? You know what he does.
Well, they'd just be a chef.
No, they're pizza makers, Flog. But most...
Brabs, just let him go.
Carpentry, we know what that is, a carpenter, right?
No,
anyway.
So a carpenter explains what a carpenter does it?
Yeah, kind of, yes. But a boiler maker is totally the opposite what you'd think a boiler maker was. Hey, guess what I did last night, Jimmy Boy? Because I'm still working on my jigsaw, which is bloody hard, actually.
Yeah, so I did the same thing.
Yeah, I got the bike out of the shed and a flat wheel, so I had to walk it down to the servo. And I go to pump up
to the
bloody...
survey.
Righto, Jim, we'll start again. We'll cut all that out because luckily we're live.
Yep. Right.
What's the wrinkly...
We're in one of those Zoom conference things, and even from this distance, I can see you haven't changed one bit.
I think you've got it on the long ways.
On the what?
On the long ways Zoom. Paramatic.
Oh, Bill.
You have another go at that, please.
Parramatta. See, they're in trouble, Jim, up there in the NRL.
Right, I want you to have one more go.
No, I'm not. Anyway, ring
us
now.
One more go, please.
133353, your brag artist for the week.
No,
very
Rabs,
good
don't,
prize.
Don't hit the button, Rabs. One more go, please. I want out of that.
You can't Google it.
Shut up. Just pad for a minute. Horizontal.
No.
What? No, that's not the word you're looking for.
No, I know, but that you still goes long ways. Horizontal, Jim.
What's the word you're looking? Not Parramatta. It's what?
I looked up long ways photo, but they don't tell me. It doesn't come up with it. Anyway, we'll be back after the break.
Wouldn't be panoramic?
That's it. Speaking of the folks who are down Torquay Way, I saw a nice little doco probably a year and a half ago now that you and the whole family, you went overseas, you went back to Cornwall where you're originated from. And you caught up with the old family.
Originated.
I don't know if you're on TikTok or not, Jimmy Boy, but AFL coaches have come out overnight on TikTok and done some of the best work with their families. Certainly Damien Hardwick. It was hard work for him. Let me tell you. Hey, Jim, I got a joke, right?
What's the joke?
Well, what's the wrinkliest thing? I can't say it.
During that interview with Heath Shaw,
Francis.
Bill said, hell for what? Have we got it there, Rabbits?
Yes, we do.
What did I say? And motivation. You used to, well, when you were training, you were up at 6:30 and hell for leather. How are you going now? Rabsy, don't cut me off. I said hell for leather. I think they're self-interest, self-indulgent, prejudiced, narrow-minded, they're mean, they're egotistic, they're self-centred, narcissistic, greedy. Any news on the volume of the noise crowd?
Oh. Yeah. The applause.
Crowd noise, I think, is what he's trying to ask.
Oh, the crowd
noise crowd,
same thing. Speaking of Steve Hocking, he's put out a communications broadsheet today. And communications broadsheet.
A broadsheet.
So, and then what he said.
So now he's all good. Why didn't he just go and find his own treasure and take it back?
Because I think it got momentum.
Right.
And it's like a classic old story about Popeye and the pirates back in the day, Jim, trying to find the treasure chest.
Popeye.
Where's he come into it?
He might have been with Olive, actually.
He was. It's a totally different setup. But Bill.
What's his name on the pirate? The Jack.
Oh, no. Jack Sparrow.
That's him, Jim. Bill. Rabs, just say it, will you?
Wrinkliest.
Well, you say it.
What are you clapping for?
Wrinkliest.
No, Bill.
You in it.
They remind me of the Adelaide Crows, the royal family.
they've been in that much trouble lately off the field. Well, Prince William and Kate, they went around. Yes. Harry and Meghan have just absconded, Jim. Yeah, they've gone.
Absconded.
They absconded, Jim. And Eskimo Pie, Jim. Oh, no, Eskimo Joe, Jim.
Oh, my God. No. Eskimo Pie. You get them from a milk bar.
He's got another full pager in the Herald Sun.
No way. With that same with stupid
fake
head.
Body.
No,
yeah.
You lead at halftime, you win. It's early as that. Even as easy as
it's
that.
It's early as that.
Well, it's early and it's easy.
Scenes in Fern Tree Gully. Sean.
Sean.
Sean. Scene. He's called him Scene. Oh, no. What are we? Bill.
I meant that, by the way.
Bill.
Yes.
How are you tracking?
I've got to have a look at myself.
You do.
I might just lock myself away for a couple of days and just go through all the episodes and just see how I'm going. Yeah.
What do you think causes it?
Just a lack of intelligence.
That it?
Okay.
Does the sort of channel between your brain and your mouth, does stuff get in the way?
I think some people have bigger channels than what I have, Jim. And it flows quicker. It just takes me a bit longer to get it out and to get my mouth around wrinkulous.
Wrinkulous.
That was a bloody good joke too.
Oh my goodness!
Did you get what the joke was?
Yeah, no, I did.
What's the original thing on your grandma?
Yeah, yeah. Your grandfather. But Bill,
yes,
we love it. It provides us with endless mirth.
I don't mean it.
No, we know that, that's what makes it funnier. Mm.
Hey, it was good to hear from Joey and Bridge because we started the Rush Hour this year.
And Daisy,
was he on it? Didn't hear him.
He was fat.
What about him? He blew up. He's 100 kgs last week, Daisy Thomas.
You're calling someone else fat.
He's fat. He's a little lumper. And he's
6'3".
Daisy Thomas is not 6'3".
But he's not a lumper.
Well, he is. He's 100 kilos.
He's not like Joey Montagna. He's not tiny.
Well, he's like a big balloon now. I popped him and he ended up in Kalgoorlie.
Oh, no. Stop him talking, rabbits.
Speaking of tracking, Crew Tracker is sponsoring Bill's joke, and that's coming up next on the Rush Hour.
Crew Tracker, we got Super Groups, we got Foxtel, all Billy sponsors.
Points bet for the next minute and a half.
Triple M.
Points bet.
Oh, that's about it for us, Fat.
Yeah.
A nice deserved holiday, especially for me, the brains behind this amazing show. We got a couple of weeks off, Fat, which we're going to enjoy.
You've been here for 3 weeks.
No, Bill, it's an extraordinary body of work I put together. But I'm telling you what we're doing now.
What?
And that is, thanks to Crew Tracker, our great friends, we are going to leave everyone with a real crisp funny. Courtesy of you.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Crew Tracker, the app built for Aussie tradies. Head to crewtracker.com for your free trial today.
By the way, Sydney Swans and the Dogs after this. Barry down to the People's Caller. Nafe Brown, very good caller, Nafe Brown.
You're going well, actually, the Brown.
Brilliant.
Dog.
Joey Montagna, Dale Thomas will do a superb job, special comments-wise. I'm still here, Troy Luff. And Ash Chua. So, Bill, it's a nice team to put your Thursday night together.
Maybe not, Ash.
Andrew Rafferty go down on Saturday.
Hey, he bought your rice.
No, he did. He got it from bloody Parkville or something.
Yarraville,
Jim.
And it was on the coldish side of the road. He needs to get it a little closer to home.
The other side of the West Coast.
It was, Bill. Mm. But anyway, very nice of Ash to do that. All right, so something humorous.
Yes, Jim. Just to finish it off.
Righto.
I went to bed with a blind girl the other night, Jim.
Oh, no.
And she said, I have the biggest doodle she's ever felt. I said, you're pulling me leg.
Oh, no. Come on, Bill. That is unacceptably poor. We can't finish on that note.
She was pulling my leg.
No, thank you, Bill. I don't actually understand the joke. I'm just thinking it's really inappropriate.
I don't think so.
The boys
so,
at Crew Tracker, they want a refund.
They would be laughing their guts out. Don't worry about that. They'd love it Bob and John.
One of them's called Matt.
Bob and John.
Oh, so Gavin and I, we flew from Melbourne and we landed in Tokyo.
No, thank you. You are the king of the
new
tears in their eyes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy is done for another day, which means we're one day closer to the weekend and footy.
Oh, Jim.
It doesn't get any better.
footy is back with every game on Foxtel. Search Foxtel.